Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Volcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Zachary Caprician, date of birth 7/12/1969, date of procedure April 19, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Volcher, dear referring physician is Dr. Jean Charles Carteridge. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy, cold biopsies, and colonoscopy, cold biopsy, colectomy. Indication is anemia, FOBT positive stools. Description of procedure and function of the team period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or from the patient's breath, and that's because we place them in a lateral position, sedation, screen, anesthesia service, monitoring, anesthesia care, protocol, while looking at the longitudinal gastrical system, introducing to the esophagus, commencing the regulation to the second portion of the line, and period, careful examination, minutes of gone on hold. Second portion of the line, and stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, which proceeds between the cardiopericular resection from the stomach before, which always go through the patient's internal and lateral position. Digital records and the non-fatal world of the studio colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advances the regression to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillus, acetyl valve, and confidence of folds. Period, terminal and was intubated and evaluated. Period, careful examination of the cecum, acetyl valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transitional stomach flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and rectum, period, which proceeds between the rectum. Period, Boston backup scores, period, 7.2, testosterone, 2.8, prep period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings: upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the ceiling line is regular, 41 centimeters from the thigh block. Next line, there was no evidence of any ulcers on this exam. Next line, there is evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Bacteria is very thin in the antrum and body for histology and serology to pylori. Next line, there was mild duodenal sweep erythema. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum disease. Two portion colon biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the last 5 centimeters of terminal M appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive appendiceal orifice sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two diminutive sessile rectal polyps from removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli noted throughout the entirety of the colon. Next line, the colonoscopy was technically difficult with a significant amount of looping and necessitating counter pressure in order to reach the cecum. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, if patient is iron deficient, if patients don't have iron deficiency anemia, I would recommend pill camp for further evaluation. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.